As we just heard, it's still not clear who was behind the attacks in Mumbai, but some in India are quick to blame Pakistan at times like these. The World's Aaron Schachter reports.
When terror attacks occur in India, often fingers are pointed in one direction, west, toward neighboring Pakistan. The countries have fought three wars since their independence from British colonial rule in 1947. Two of them involved Kashmir. Nascent peace talks between the mostly Hindu India and its Muslim neighbor were derailed in 2004. New Delhi blamed Islamabad for the bombing of India's embassy in Kabul, Afghanistan. Today, Indian Prime Minister Manmohan Singh accused outside forces of laying siege to India's commercial capital.
We will take up strongly with our neighbors.
Singh said there will be a cost for India's neighbors if they don't take steps to stop their territory from being used to launch terror attacks on India. Analysts say despite the Indian Prime Minister's words, this time relations between the two countries could survive the carnage of the past 24 hours. Tariq Fatmi is a former Pakistani diplomat and now an analyst. He says the long-standing enmity between India and Pakistan has been waning over the past few years, thanks to a series of confidence-building measures, what he calls CBMs.
The CBMs have brought about a degree of cordiality between the two countries. They have strengthened the peace lobbies, and they have convinced both countries on the need to continue pushing the normalization process.
Tragically, terrorism is now part of the normalization process. Just yesterday, India and Pakistani foreign ministers met in New Delhi and boasted about a recently formed joint anti-terror task force. Today, Pakistan's foreign minister, Shah Mahmood Qureshi, condemned the attacks and warned against jumping to conclusions about who orchestrated them.
I've come to build bridges. I've come to say that we have to develop a better understanding. Let's not jump to conclusions. Let's not go in for knee-jerk reactions. We are living through terrorism on a daily basis. We've had a similar incident in Islamabad. The Marriott was attacked. Extremism and terrorism is a common enemy, and we have to pool in our resources.
The coordination and training that went into the assaults on multiple targets in Mumbai suggests they were perpetrated by a well-trained and well-funded group, and most likely, says Alex Neal, a group that has agents based in Mumbai or elsewhere in India. Neal is head of the Asia Security Program at London's Royal United Services Institute, a defense and security think tank.
I suspect that these attacks bear more of an internal dynamic. In other words, Muslim resentment within India towards the much larger Hindu population, and the suggestion that Muslims inside India have become a sort of second-class citizen.
But Neal says there is also the possibility that the group is related to India and Pakistan's clash over Kashmir. Pakistan has armed and trained proxy fighters who have carried out terror attacks, though generally in Kashmir itself. Neal says the next 2 days will be key as investigators identify the terrorists captured or killed.
If it turns out that they are Pakistanis who have infiltrated into the Indian mainland, or if it turns out that they are Kashmiris, then that will obviously derail the Indo-Pak peace process, because the automatic sentiment in Delhi will be this has been with the collusion of one way or another of the Pakistani authorities.
Just today, a person claiming to be one of the militants holed up at a Jewish community center phoned an Indian television channel to ask for negotiations with the government. He also complained about abuses in Kashmir. Reports say he spoke in what sounded like a Kashmiri accent. At this point, though, there's still no confirmation regarding who carried out yesterday's attacks or what the fallout might be. For The World, I'm Aaron Schachter.